Hey! Oh my god, you're back! This is fantastic. I'm Claire Bottomley and I'm your host, and this certainly is the Recruiting Superhero. Yep, you're excited, I'm excited. And if you can't wait anymore, go ahead, listen, and let me know what you think. Also, if you really like the show, don't forget to follow and share. Your support really helps. Hello, and welcome to episode 13 of the Recruiting Superhero, and it's going to be a solo effort from me. And the reason I wanted another solo effort is because I came across a particular subject that I really wanted to talk about. I read an article about this particular subject, and then I kind of had a little chat about it on IGTV, and then I kind of read up a little bit more. Now, what I'm talking about is cultural fit. Ever since I've been in recruiting, I've always heard this as a feedback for candidates.
Oh, they weren't quite a cultural fit. They didn't quite fit culturally.
There's all sorts of way in which to say it, but basically, it's quite a large net for saying this person didn't belong. And you could sort of go in and say, was it about this? Was it personality? Was it about the, you know, their skill level, etc.? And there really isn't too much that they give off in terms of feedback, which is frustrating for somebody like me because I then have to go to the candidate and say,
Yeah, it was a cultural fit. Not quite right. You picked the post.
And actually, candidates are not stupid and they want to know what does that mean as well. And it's quite frustrating because I do feel that since, you know, the cultural and value, you know, it's come out, which is fantastic. It's brilliant when it's done right. But what I thought was, you know, what does that mean exactly? What does cultural fit mean?
Sometimes it's like talking into a black hole.
When I asked, and I sort of gave, you know, asked a few people this question, what if I said to you, you're not a cultural fit, what does that mean? People said to me,
it's probably because my personality doesn't fit in.
So ultimately, when I'm giving feedback to candidates, the immediate thing, doesn't matter whether I turn around and add it on with another piece of information such as your skill level wasn't quite right or the other person was a little bit more experienced, you weren't quite a cultural fit. Ultimately, they're saying my personality wasn't going to fit with the manager. That's what they feel straight away. So what I wanted, when I saw this particular article that I read on LinkedIn, I thought to myself, wow, that's quite an interesting point. Let's delve into this a little bit more and then make it an episode. Because once I put it on onto my Instagram page, I then had a number of people then start to talk about it and actually say, thanks for sharing this information. It's really important to sort of maybe lift the lid on this particular subject. So I thought, why not make an episode? And what I'm going to start off with is actually describing and talking about, maybe word for word a little bit so you've got an idea, the article that I read and where this all's come, you know, has come from. And it's basically from Kellogg and it's about sort of cultural fit discrimination. Okay, so I'm just going to read it out in a sort of very frank way about what the article was about, and maybe we can have a little chat after it. So the actual topic of the title of the article is called When Your Company Is Hiring, Do People Focus on Whether a Candidate Is a Good Cultural Fit for the Organization? If the answer is yes, you're in good company. The vast majority of managers surveyed worldwide consider cultural fit to be one of the top priorities in hiring. An associate professor of management and organization at Kellogg, Lauren Rivera, she explains this is generally a bad instinct. Hiring for cultural fit, when done well, can actually boost retention and productivity. However, most organisations do it really badly. Rivera says, instead of looking for people who share the company's values, hiring managers look for people who share their own background and interests. And if the people doing the hiring are predominantly male or white or wealthy, then they perpetuate that lack of diversity in their organisation. What you're going to get is a copy of your existing employees. In many instances, it is a form of discrimination. Rivera discussed the perils of cultural fit, as well as how to improve hiring processes. And during a recent webinar from Kellogg Executive Education, her insights are based in part of her book, How Elite Students Get Elite Jobs. To research it, she interviewed 120 hiring decision makers at elite financial, legal, and consulting firms. She found that when interviewers said they clicked or had chemistry with a candidate, they often meant that they shared a similar background. Perhaps they played the same sport or went to the same grad school or regularly vacationed in the same spot. Then interviewers would interpret that interpersonal comfort as an indicator that the candidate would be a good fit for the actual company. And on the flip side, when interviews said that they didn't think a candidate would be a good fit, it was often because that person didn't have a similar background, not because the candidate lacked in skills or positive values. The focus tends to be,
is this person a fit socially for me? How do I feel when interacting with this person?
Rather than, is this person well suited for the organisation's mission and strategy? So how can firms address this and improve their hiring processes? First, companies need to figure out what their culture really is. That should go beyond vague buzzwords about
valuing inclusivity, and the culture should align with the firm's mission.
A good example of this is Southwest Airlines. Rivera says, which has a culture focused on fun and love, those clipper flight attendants with their often goofy PA announcement, it turns out, are able to turn planes around at the gate faster, which is a productivity boost for the airline. Once a company has a clear sense of its culture, it can test candidates to see whether they demonstrate those values. If you want your candidates and your employees to demonstrate fun, give candidates a scenario with a disgruntled customer and ask what they'd do. Definitely a good way to weed out the candidates that don't really want to be there. The elitist, far more useful information than questions like,
tell me what you do for fun.
But before bringing someone in, Rivera recommends having some sort of skills-based screening for candidates. Because once you're in a room with someone, you start forming opinions that are inevitably influenced by unconscious biases. So, for example, someone interviewing for a communications job could be given a writing assignment. That way, interviewers know that they are dealing with candidates who have the technical chops to succeed. And then, at the end of the interview process, maybe put a cap on how much the interviewer's sense of fit can influence hiring decisions. Rivera says that there's often pushback to this sort of process, and people always worry, if we hire on a skill, we'll hate the people we work with. So she says, do that skills-based screening first. Then bring the people in for an interview to make sure they're pleasant and respectful enough. Beyond helping to root out discrimination, this also helps companies get better skilled employees. Much of what happens in a job interview is just people giving you a show, Rivera says. Now, that's the whole article. I've read it out to you, which is great. You've got it now. You can hear what the sort of view on that is. And actually, I found it quite an interesting article. She touched on different bases and understanding of how potentially people are hiring at the moment. And also how sometimes hiring managers maybe don't know what they're looking for. I mean, ultimately, it can boost retention and productivity, like she said before, if it's done well. It's really interesting to understand whether a company you're with or potential company you're working with does understand their cultural fit and desires and values, and whether they're really bringing that properly into the actual interview process itself. In the beginning, your goal may be to hire for cultural fit, and that may sound like a great idea. But sometimes managers are not quite sure of what cultural fit actually means, except just to hire people they get on with and have the same interests. In other words, people like them. This method of hiring only increases diversity challenges. To avoid this, companies need to do the hard work of identifying and explaining what their culture is and isn't to their hiring managers. They then need to lay out what kinds of values and qualities they want from their hires to nurture and build that culture. If candidates don't feel the selection or non-selection is justified, they will address it. And there is a high chance that the hiring manager may find themselves facing litigation or at least having to go through some sort of arduous length to explain themselves for it. Cultural fit doesn't have to be completely eliminated from the consideration process, however. It should certainly be incorporated with extreme caution. That starts by determining and explaining what the culture is without the extreme subjectivity. It gives employers and candidates options. Now, I hope you have walked away from this particular episode a bit more insight into what I mean by this particular topic. Culture fit is so important if it's done right. Unfortunately, at the moment, cultural fit is actually only decided based on whether somebody likes somebody else or not. And as this article explains, that can actually form quite a heavy load of discrimination against that whole hiring process, such as a man hiring somebody because he shares the same football team belief, or you know, follows the same football team or sports heroes. You know, they might have a joke, or they might live locally or fairly close to each other. They may have known somebody else. And there's that link, and there's all these unconscious bias that keeps coming in before that process. So what they're saying is there's potentially some other things you can do beforehand to kind of tap that on the head and make sure that those things don't come in play before you start making a decision and before those biases start coming in. Ultimately, having somebody that's culturally fitting and skill fitting and experience fitting and all of that is really important. So it's certainly a big element to the pie. But let's not allow it to control the whole hiring process. And hey, what's more annoying than actually giving someone some feedback saying you're not quite a cultural fit? Let's change this. Instead of saying cultural fit, someone said to me the other day, a cultural ad, someone that's adding to the culture of the business. That's what you're doing. That's what a culture is. It's about bringing and building teams to come together towards the same goal. When you're saying to somebody else, you're not a cultural fit, it's kind of saying you don't have the right personality to fit in. So let's try and stop feedback to candidates about that, and let's just try and be a little bit more informative about why they possibly didn't quite get the job. If you like what you heard, please remember to follow and share.